Greece, Finland, Spain, Germany,
France,
Belgium,
Italy,
and Turkey. Different cultures
in one continent,
Europe. But what happens when 8 countries get together to make a podcast in the Each Winning Project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
This. We are students from Zanitz in Germany. One topic that connects us all are the prejudices that each person has about another country.
We want to examine them more closely and finally get rid of them, to be able to view ourselves as a complete entity.
So have fun with the following episodes.
Woo!
Good night and welcome to a new session on our radio. Today we are going to talk about a controversial topic in the school community, teenagers' reading habits. In order to talk about it, we have invited Paula, who works in a library, and she will be answering questions. The amount of books teenagers read, the kind of books they prefer. Hi Paula, I'm going to ask you some questions about reading habits nowadays. So if you are ready, let's start. Do teenagers read?
Not many teenagers read today because since we were small kids, society has taught us that reading and studying is for freakies. And also because technology has advanced so much that many books are the beginning of a movie or the inspiration for a great TV series, and watching a movie is more entertaining than reading a book. I also think that our reading routines weren't instilled as they should when we were kids. We should have included reading in our daily routine. Thus, when we became teenagers, it could have been a natural part of our lives.
What type of materials do teenagers read? Physical books, e-books, audiobooks?
Many people come to my bookstore searching for books that teenagers have sent as part of a class task. So that means that more physical books are read. But also there are a few teenagers that read books because they love reading. I also ask them if they prefer physical books or e-books, and they tell me that they prefer physical books.
And what about the news? Do they read online news or printed newspaper?
I think that teenagers read more news online than printed newspaper because nowadays they are using the mobile phone during the whole day. And we all know that the most newspaper have online version which can be easily downloaded in your mobile phone for a small amount of money.
Most of them have got social networks, but do they read articles, blogs or essays on them?
Well, I have some friends that say that their children are not reading any blogs, articles or essays because they find them very boring.
Where does the material come from? From libraries, physical bookstores, or do they download the book for free online?
Nowadays, not a lot of teenagers come to the library because they prefer downloading books in their e-books at home than coming here.
Do teenagers find reading enjoyable and relaxing, or do they prefer other activities such as watching TV, DVDs, online videos, and those things?
Some of them find reading exciting, but for others reading results a little bit boring and they prefer watching a film. In my point of view, an interesting book can be more relaxing and enjoyable from them than watching a TV.
How often do they read on their free time?
In my opinion, people read for half an hour a day, more or less.
To end up with the interview, I would like to ask you about your favorite book.
My favorite book is Strangers on a Train, because it has a lot of twists and it hooks you a lot. I recommend this book to anyone who likes the action. And what about you? Do you read books? Which one did you like the most?
Well, I try to read sometimes, and the last book that I read is Tom Sawyer. It is an entertaining book and easy to understand. In it you can read about some adventures of Tom and they are quite interesting. I recommend this book to teenagers who like adventurous books and short books.